Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
It's time for our Singapore, Sustainable Singapore segment even. And I'm so thankful to see this week. There has been some positive news on tackling climate change.
Oh man, we really need it, don't we? One of the world's biggest makers of coal-fired power plants, General Electric, said it will shut or sell sites that it is now prioritizing its renewable energy and power generation business.
Plus, China's President Xi Jinping has announced at the UN General Assembly that the country will aim to hit peak emissions before 2030 and for carbon neutrality by 2060.
Well, let's hope it's in time. But there is so much that business and we, of course, as individuals can do to make a difference in our daily lives. This comes down to the decisions we make. One of them being single-use plastics, those three dirty words.
Yeah, the number of times I say when I go shopping, I do not need the plastic bag. Please
Absolutely.
Join me in this. Now, the WWF has launched Singapore's first web tool designed to help businesses make informed comparisons and scientific decisions on single-use packaging materials.
It's called the Alternative Materials Tool, or AMT. It allows businesses to identify suitable packaging materials with the latest environmental impact. It's developed based on a life cycle analysis that evaluates the impact of materials from the extraction of those raw materials to disposable in the context of Singapore's waste streams. Wow, there's a lot to unpack there. Joining us on the line to do just that is Stephanie Baitin, who is the head of market transformation at the WWF Singapore. Stephanie, welcome to Weekend Mornings.
Yeah, hello, good morning, and thanks for having me.
Oh, it's great to have you with us. And a lot to talk about with this AMT, Alternative Materials Tool. But first, from your experience, what are some of the biggest packaging misconceptions that we face here in Singapore?
Yeah, thanks for the question. And we are very excited that we just launched our Alternative Materials Tool that really helps businesses to learn more about the environmental impact of different materials. And it also debunks some misconceptions, as you were asking. So one classical misconception is, for example, that paper is always better than plastic. This may or not be the case. So it really depends on what it's used for. So one example is that people think paper coffee cups can be recycled, but actually the paper cup is coated to make it waterproof, and therefore it cannot be recycled anymore.
Wow, so it just ends up being incinerated with everything else?
Exactly, yeah.
I think suddenly a lot of people are sitting up straighter and listening in because they didn't realize that was the case.
Why don't we just bring our own commuter cups? We've all got about 50 of them at home, right?
Absolutely.
Okay,
Well, Stephanie, it's lovely to talk to you. Manisha here. What is the worst material that has a high environmental footprint most commonly used here in Singapore, would you say?
Yeah, still used a lot here in Singapore. And according to our tool, it is the worst material. It's styrofoam. Still used a lot on takeaway packaging and food containers. And it cannot be recycled, and it has a very high footprint in production. And also due to its light weight, it very often ends up in the environment. It's breaking down in small pieces. You may have noticed on the beach, all the small pieces.
Yeah.
So we really strongly recommend that this material should not be used anymore.
And conversely, what is the best material we could use for packaging here? Because, I think Asia, particularly this tropical climate, offers quite a few options, doesn't it?
Yeah, so we're getting asked this question a lot, and that's also one reason why we created this tool. To be honest, there is no best material, because every material has a footprint, and everything what we use unnecessarily is a wasted resource. So first of all, try to avoid as much as possible, as you were also saying in the intro. But generally, we see that recycled materials, they rank higher in the tool, which is also in line with the circular economy principles. So to try to keep the materials in the loop as long as possible. And we are also seeing that monomaterial packaging is generally better. This is packaging that is made only out of one type of material because it can be recycled much easier. So in contrast to the cup example that I gave before.
And talking to you, Stephanie Baitin, the head of market transformation at WWF Singapore and their new alternative materials tool that allows businesses to identify suitable packaging materials with less environmental impact. How about silicone? Now, there are some companies out there that are making, for example, reusable lunch boxes and straws and things like that out of silicone. Is that a good alternative?
Yeah, generally every reusable model is a good alternative because you reduce the waste in the first place. So we also work very closely with some companies that are piloting those reusable models. Mm-hmm. It's still small in Singapore, but we hope it's taking up a lot because that would reduce a lot of plastic, because also the packaging waste is a waste that, like, is a material that is used very short term, and it has not high functionalities, and it's immediately disposed after. So if we can get rid of this, that would be the best step. So every reusable model is welcome.
Yeah, and when you look at Singapore businesses here, are they doing enough? I mean, we certainly see plenty of styrofoam being used, additional packaging, plastic bags, all that sort of stuff. Give us, on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being not so good, 10 being awesome, how good are businesses in Singapore right now? Be honest. Come on, tell us the truth.
I don't dare to give a scale. I do see some forward-thinking companies. So we do work closely under our PACT initiative, that's Plastic Action Asia, our business initiative. We do see companies that really look forward for change and want to step up and reduce their footprint a lot. So we work very closely with them, like through sectoral collaborations or also individual company commitments, where we help them to reduce their plastic footprint. And we're also trying to think out of the box, as I mentioned, like try pilots and so on. But yes, definitely, we need to see more companies and joining those efforts. Yes, I agree.
So Stephanie, you know, recently Singapore got a Minister for Sustainability and the Environment, Grace Fu, and she has said that Singapore is not in a hurry to ban plastic bags because they're incinerated to generate power. Now, I know that people have their opinions about, you know, whether or not that is even a good thing, but how can, from the baseline, Singapore change its plastic habit? Because let's admit it, we have a problem here with the rampant use of plastic.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, first of all, as I mentioned before, people should start to say no to any unnecessary plastic or materials, like to refuse materials in the first place. So they should bring their own bags, their containers, their cups when buying back food. And also, for example, buy loose vegetables and fruits instead of pre-packed ones. It might be a bit inconvenient for some people, but I think people get used to it very quickly, especially when they realize the positive contribution that they have to the environment. So I think we have to underline this message in all channels.
Yeah, but I guess that, you know, from that point of view, we're looking at it as a consumer problem. But what this app does, this AMT does, is it looks at it from the supply chain. And it's interesting. Mm-hmm. I had an interaction a few months back with a senior minister in the government. And I said, when is something going to be done about this? And quite interestingly, the response I got was, well, you know what? We need to do this from the top down. So we need suppliers to stop providing this kind of packaging in the first place. I guess AMT goes some way to assisting with that.
Yeah, absolutely. It shows that there are alternatives. And we also feel if more businesses look into those alternatives and the demand goes up, for example, for recycled materials, then this will also lead to more convenient prices on those alternatives. And to use more recycled materials would also increase, like, the recycling rate itself, because then there would be more demand for those materials. Definitely, yeah.
Yeah, and I guess you mentioned price here. If you're, let's say that you're an auntie or uncle, you run your hawker store, you might say, well, look, it's more cost effective for me to be using styrofoam. What we need is better cost options.
I mean, as a first step, we always encourage to reduce the amount of packaging, which also then saves the outlet money. And also, we would encourage businesses to charge on bags and packaging. I see that start in some places. So if they charge for the bags and packaging, that it can cover the cost for the packaging. And I was also speaking to consumers that would be actually happy to pay more if the packaging was more sustainable. So I think there is a trend, and I think businesses can also step up to charge for those materials.
We're talking with Stephanie Bytien, the head of market transformation at the WWF Singapore. Stephanie, are these topics generational? I mean, I would like to think that younger Singaporeans, younger people here would be more attuned to environmental issues. But then you see somebody going and getting two or three bubble teas, including a little plastic carrier and the, you know, whatever it is that they eat and consume that uses a lot of single-use plastic. So to me, it almost seems like even the younger generation is not necessarily getting behind changing habits, even though they certainly have, you know, plenty of information around that, versus the older generation that may be steeped in old and less environmental ways.
Yeah, I think the trends we see in Europe are quite encouraging. So there are clear trends across all generations to be more environmentally friendly. And we do see some signals that things are changing here. But yeah, I think it needs bolder action from all players involved. So from government, from businesses, but also from consumers themselves to really sacrifice a little bit of convenience and start looking into those issues.
But I mean, the reality is human nature is we go with what's easy. We go with what's inexpensive. I mean, that's just what we generally do. And people, for example, don't always remember to bring a recycle bag with them, even though they could, to carry their lunch, you know, if they go out and get lunch or something. So how do we actually change these habits? How do we make it real for people that every person's effort, every person's initiative on this helps the environment, helps the planet?
Yeah, I think it comes from different ends. So consumer education and making sure that all the businesses also inform about the consequences of the consumption, I think. Mm. And then also charging for bags, for example, would automatically reduce and make people, like, let people think to bring their bag. And we also see some nice business models that businesses provide, like a box where people can leave a bag and the next one can take the bag and bring it back the next time. So if you forget your bag, you can still take a reusable bag and bring it back next time.
Oh, that's
so
good.
Yeah, we see those initiatives which can help remind people about it and make it like a habit, as you say.
Yeah. Stephanie, I wanted to know, are there any industries here in Singapore that are particularly guilty of not doing enough to address packaging, or is it pretty much universal?
I mean, we are working very closely with the F&B and hospitality industry because we saw that need for the packaging material and their struggle to find better alternatives. That's also the reason why we created this tool. So there are so many different materials out there, like paper, glass, aluminium, and seven different types of plastics. And all of them were asking us, so what is the best material, right? And that's why we created this tool to help them find better materials.
Yeah, and Stephanie, let's talk about that for just a minute, the AMT, the Alternative Materials Tool that you've put together, allowing businesses to identify suitable packaging. So I'm a business that makes a toy, for example. Now, how do I use the app to go figure out where I should get packaging from that's sustainable?
Mm-hmm. In the moment, it is mainly for F&B and hospitality, as I mentioned, for the single-use material. But you basically go to our website, that's plastic-action.asia, mm-hmm. and you can simply log into the tool. It is free for everyone to use. It's an open source tool, and so businesses can go into the tool and select the size and functionalities of the packaging that they need, and then they do get a clear ranking of the different materials, and they can also compare the different materials and select those that show the least environmental impact. The tool gives also a lot of background information about the different materials, how they are created, and what are all the factors that go into the production of this material. And then also after life, so downstream, what happens to the material, what is the potential of littering, what are some of the factors when it's disposed here in Singapore. So the tool really has a full life cycle assessment, so from the raw material extraction over the manufacturer until the waste treatment where it is disposed. It's all taken into consideration, but put into a simplified tool that makes it easier for business to get a sense of of the environmental impact.
Well, it's a great initiative and great to see that it's going to be rolled out across Singapore, Malaysia, the Philippines and Thailand. Good luck with it, because I think this sort of progress is exactly what we need. Very grateful to you, Stephanie Byton, Head of Market Transformation at WWF Singapore. Wonderful to talk to you in our Singapore Sustainable Singapore segment, which is written and produced by Rianne Lovell-Boland.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.